on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for tuning in. We mentioned earlier in the show that we'd be catching up with the Lamars doing ministry in the Philippines. Lorraine and Celestino. And Lorraine, you are a native New Mexican?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, yeah, pull that good and close.
Yes, sir.
Welcome home.
Yes,
but although you. Home is really elsewhere now, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, where your heart is.
and I asked Celestino, I asked both of you when you were coming in, are the kids here? Because I have met the kids, and we'll get into some of that, too, with the time we have. But remind me your kids' names.
Dave, Micah, and Catherine, and we adopted three children as well, Avrio, Appy, and Princess.
Dave, Micah, and Catherine, right?
Yes.
And the adopted kids?
Avrio, Appy, and Abby.
Wow. You've got your hands full. How old are the adopted kids now?
16, 14, and 12.
Okay, because, yeah, your older kids, they're not kids. They're adults.
They're not kids anymore.
They're all married.
Right. They're always your kids, though, huh,
yes,
Celestino?
Yes.
Yeah. And they've done, they've been busy doing media-type stuff over the years. I've heard some of their music is just, I have to hope that they're continuing to do that because the music I heard from them years ago was just beautiful.
Yes, DJ continues in the music ministry, and but Micah is more into basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yes, using basketball as a tool to reach young children.
Okay, now is he more playing now or
coaching?
Coaching.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good investment in the kids in the community. Now, for those not familiar, you both founded the Faith, Hope, and Love Kids Ranch years ago. What year did that start?
2003.
Okay. 20 years ago. Wow. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Now, Celestino, I've only met you a couple times, but Lorraine, I got to tell you, you don't age, lady.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
what was the ministry of the Faith, Hope, and Love Kids Ranch?
Well, it started out as an orphanage, a center for the abandoned, abused, neglected, and orphaned children. But 2 years ago, we let go of the orphanage part of the ministry and focusing now on community base, helping other orphanages with their feeding programs and also supporting an orphanage in Africa and in India.
Oh, what part of Africa?
I'm not sure the part of Africa. Okay. Gary is the one who helps us to support this.
Gary Mabu, a local businessman here in Albuquerque, who, by the way, has a thrift store that supports a lot of what's happening with the ministry. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to get Gary in here.
I can't pronounce it in India. How do you say the name? In
okay.
Yeah.
But do you know the name of the local thrift store?
Yes, it's Friends of the Fatherless.
Okay, Friends of the Fatherless. So our listeners can Google that and find out what Gary's doing to support the ministry. But yeah, Gary's been doing that a long time. I know he's made several trips out to the Philippines to support your work there.
Yes.
Are your grown kids part of what's happening in the ministry you continue to do?
Well, they're both married and they are doing their own thing in music and their own thing in basketball. But whenever they have a chance and time, they come and visit us, and any way that they can help us, they do.
And Celestino, you want to add to that?
Yes. they're still, you know, they're part of the family, and the ministry is really a family ministry for us.
Okay.
So every time they have time to come to the province and then they go and visit and help us teach the kids, play with the kids.
Okay, so we've got about 4 minutes left, and I want to make sure the listeners know you'll be here tonight as early as 5 o'clock in room, I believe it's M7, in Bible Island, the children's ministry at Calvary Church on Osuna, prior to the service tonight. The service starts at 6:30, so about an hour, hour and a half to come in and spend some time with the Lamars, get an update on what they're doing. What will people find when they catch up with you tonight?
Yeah, I prepared a PowerPoint of just updating, because it's been 5 years since I was here last. So I have a PowerPoint, some videos, and some footage, some pictures of just what we've been doing. And, of course, you know, the prayer requests and how people can come alongside of us in prayer.
Yeah.
But financially, the Lord has blessed us. That is not anything that we're here for, to raise support. We are fine. The Lord has blessed us.
As the Lord leads.
Yes. But yeah, it's mostly just for prayer and just updating people who are supporting us, letting them know what we're up to.
Well, knowing that you have that PowerPoint, let me put this urgency out there, because you're going to be there starting at 5 o'clock. Okay. And sometimes greeting and meeting with the missionaries prior to a service is a little bit more of an open house feel. And I'm going to guess that it might be a good idea to get there closer to 5, so you can walk through that PowerPoint with you and get the complete update. Would you agree?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, that would be great.
Okay. Well, we greatly appreciate. And you mentioned the prayers as well for each of you. If you could each give us some of the things that stand out to you for the listener that may not make it tonight, that wants to be in prayer for what you're doing, what would you tell them, Celestino? How can they be praying for the ministry you're doing in the Philippines?
My brain stopped.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. I kind of put you on the spot, yeah. Lorraine. I bet you can rattle off some things that certainly people should. Bring to the Lord.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, we're in another country, and the health, of course, we need, you know, people praying for our health. And then, of course, when you're doing the Lord's work, the enemy is right there to bring you down and use, you know, other people and things to bring discouragement. And so just pray for, you know, protection from the enemy's attacks of other people. Trying to, you know, discourage you in what you're doing. But we just continue on, and we know, you know, the Lord's coming back soon, and we want to be serving him when he comes back. And we just need people to come alongside of us and pray that we continue to stay focused, stay strong, stay healthy.
Okay. Now, anything come to mind, Celestino? No? Okay. Just continued health and continued growth of the ministry and continuing. Now, some of those kids that were part of the Faith, Hope, and Love Kids Ranch, they're older kids now, and you've continued to find ways to support them and what they're doing.
Yeah, some of them have this dream to go to college, so we're helping some of them with their college fund so that they can, you know, finish up their dream, even though the orphanage doesn't exist, but we started with them. We want to finish well with them. Yeah.
Any full circle stories where you've seen kids leave the ranch and then go into ministry themselves?
Let me see here. There's a lot of them that not really go into ministry full time, but for me, I'm happy to know that they're still going to church.
Yeah.
You know, they're still in fellowship. They haven't left, you know, their Christian family.
They're your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no one that I know of as of now has, you know, gone like into ministry full time. They're still too young, and they're still in college trying to find their way.
Right.
But
well, listen, Celestino and Lorraine Lamar have been our guests from the Philippines. They're going to be at Calvary Church tonight in M7, that room found in the Children's Ministry Bible Island at Calvary Church on Osuna tonight, starting at 5 o'clock. Come say hi and find out more about how you can be praying for them and get the update with Lorraine's PowerPoint. And Lorraine, we're out of time. But,
okay,
but thank you both for coming.
Thank you very much.
All right, maraming salamat po.
Love it.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.